Well, brethren, we know that Scripture shows in the last days the love of many will wax cold. People's hearts will turn away from one another and from God. That's in Matthew 25:12 as a reference scripture. We know God, his whole essence is love. He wants mankind to love him. After all, he is love. He loved us first and gave himself over to a brutal and horrible death for each and every one of us and for mankind. My title is Reboot Our First Love. And that'll be basically, we'll be turning and spend most of our time in Revelation chapter 2. You probably already thought about that. We're talking about our first love. Through the work of Paul and Aquila and Priscilla and Timothy, there was a good foundation set for the Ephesian church. Many were baptized. It was a flourishing church. They did many works. The Ephesians were like the Bereans, we can say. They proved what was truth in the scriptures. Jesus praised the works of the brethren in Ephesus. They turned from their evil practices of idolatry, worship, and rejected false prophets. Now that big word, well, first of all, let me back up. Let's start in chapter two of Revelation and go through the first few verses. I'm getting a little ahead of myself now. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things say, he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have preserved and have patience and have labored for my name's sake. So you can see here that the Ephesians were a church that was able to reject the false teachings of the practices of the day. It was a very idolatrous city. If you remember, they got on Paul in I think it's in Acts, or I forget where it's at, but Paul was almost crucified there because they couldn't make gods and little figurines and idols for the people, because there were so many people that were obeying God's law. So many people turned away from those practices. And then we get to verse 4. There's that very big word in there. It says, nevertheless, I have something against thee, because you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you and quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat in the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise. So we can see here that they lost their first love. They didn't lose it. They lost their first love. So how can we lose our first love? After all, we believe in the truth. Here they were doing good works, preaching, obeying the law. They made great changes in their lives. So how can Jesus say these things? Well, let's look at the word first. You can find that in the concordance of G4413 or G5253, which means foremost, order, or importance, or chief, primary. So then we can say is that they lost their primary love to whom they were to love, and that was Jesus Christ. The Ephesians were so busy with their daily lives, though they were faithful to the truth, but something was missing. They went through the motions. The cares of the world affected them. They were active in the work, but lacked true love for Christ. Before we were baptized, how many hours and booklets and in literature and prayers did we all go through before we were baptized? We were really diligent, weren't we? We put in many hours. Then when we were baptized, it lasted maybe for a little while. Hopefully it still continues that way with each and every one of us. But it seems to start to wane. Do we still do that kind of Bible study? Do we still spend our free time thinking about God's Word? Do we study God's Word when we get to Beyond Today? Do we read it from cover to cover, like maybe we used to read the booklets, or even any new literature that comes out? Are we looking at all these things with the zeal that we had before? But what happened to that zeal? What happened? Could our first love of learning about God's Word get boring? After all, how many sermons or even sermonettes have we heard on this subject of getting back to your first love? I mean, when I started preparing for this, I didn't realize there were so many sermons out there on the UCG website about your first love. So later on, I did take a couple little excerpts from that. Are there other things in our busy lives consuming our time, too much of our time, that distract us from our first love? The internet is now available, or now it's been available for many years. How easy is it to stay home and not come to services? Oh, I feel a little tired today. It's been a busy week. Maybe I'll just stay home and put on the webcast and listen to the sermon. But is this really what God intended? God intended for us to be a church. Yes, there are good reasons for people not to attend or come to church, which I've heard today there's some folks who are sick. Well, that's a very good reason. If you're sick, of course, we shouldn't be at services. But with the internet, it seems like it's so easy to stay home and to watch services instead of meeting with what God commands us to do. I found this many times with in many different areas where I've been to in different churches. It's kind of the same thing, that some of the people, it's just so much easier just to stay home. Where is that first love? If we had the internet, say 20, 30, 40, well, for me in church, 50 years, if the internet was there, would I have maybe stayed home and just, you know, been lazy? I hope not. We were on fire, were we not? The zeal was maybe sometimes overboard, especially when we wanted to tell everyone. I know I got in a little trouble with that. I'm sure a lot of us probably have. You know, we got this new truth and everyone needs to hear it. Our friends, our relatives. Well, how well did that go over? Well, we learn as we go on in our lives. Our lives were like a courtship for marriage, like in marriage. We wanted to be with the other person all the time. It was hard to be separated. Then we get married, and then maybe over a period of time, who knows, 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, that enthusiasm waned. How many times do we open a door for our wives or do the little things that we used to? I'm thinking to mostly us men because we're probably the more guilty ones for that. But this cannot be with our future bride, brethren. We must never let down our guard. The courtship must continue till Jesus Christ returns. But will Christ know us when he returns? Christ said it in some of the scriptures, I do not know you. How is this if our first love or in our relationship, will Jesus not know us? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. I usually mark my Bible, but I didn't get that done today, so take me to get into Matthew 7. Turn to Matthew 7 and verse 21. We'll start reading from there. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many works, many wonders in your name? And this I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Wow, we certainly don't want that to happen to us, do we, brethren? Wanda and I do a lot of volunteer work. We go to three different cities. We visit hospice patients. It's through a hospice organization. I just always maybe I should go to nursing homes and go visit people, try to do, you know, something good. Well, anyway, we got involved with this organization, so now we're volunteers. We see up to sometimes 16 people on our list to see. Of course, the bad part of it is usually the dying people. But I'm not saying this to puff ourselves up, but to make the point, these are good works. They're godly works. But if we don't have our primary love towards Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter if we go visit the widow or widow lady, the widower or people that are in need. It doesn't do a bit of good if we don't have the love that we should have for our Savior Jesus Christ. We must have a loving relationship with our God, for our love must be rekindled like it was in the beginning. We must be willing to give all for Christ, even if it means our own immediate family. Nothing should interfere with our relationship for Jesus Christ. You know, Abraham, he was really close to God. He even spoke directly to God. Remember the three two angels in Christ came to Abraham. But yet Abraham had such a good relationship with him. What did he do? He even was willing to offer up his son as a sacrifice, as he was commanded. Of course, thankfully, he was happy that it didn't happen. And I'm sure God wouldn't want that to happen with us either. I'd hope he wouldn't require that of us. But brethren, we the people of God must maintain and build on that loving relationship that we had at the beginning. Rekindle, or I could say reboot, our first love if it has been lost. I'm sure at some point this has happened to us all. If not, God is always first. Christ said we are to love the Lord our God with all our hearts and all our minds and all our souls and love man the same. God is our primary love, our first spiritual love. The first and great commandment means to have a loving desire, have a thirst for God, to love him with no conditions. Not like the Ephesians who went through the motions of good works for themselves. They didn't have the love for Christ. They seem to have lost that, as I said to begin before. Then I'm back to verse 5. I just wanted to bring up some more in verse 5. Remember those who are once fallen, which I read. Brethren, this is very serious, because God says he would remove himself from us, or the church of God. We're not talking just the church here, the church in our United Church of God, but there's a lot of churches of God, people of God's people, the body of Christ. He will remove himself from the church if we don't have that love for him and that first love. The reason why I came up with my title to reboot our first love is because I've been having a lot of trouble with my cell phone lately, and it just doesn't seem to work. Well, I finally found out that you're supposed to shut it off once in a while. Then all of a sudden, it started working again. It's amazing. It was a little thing like that, you know, that it'll work. But brethren, that has to be with us too. If we are waning or falling short of our love for Jesus Christ and the things that we must be doing, we need to reboot and rekindle that also. Brethren, this is a warning to the Ephesians, but it's also a dire warning to all of us in God's church. A warning not to let down, especially now as things in this world, as we can see, are changing. We're hearing so much more about the world conditions and the way things are going in this world. Brethren, there isn't much time. We must not procrastinate. We must get our lives back to Jesus Christ if we have lost that love. I'd like to read a little comment from in closing from Mr. Tom DeMoor on March 5th, 2007 on Beyond Today article. He says, the message to the church at Ephesus remains relevant after almost 2,000 years later. It warns God's people against losing sight of the importance of having a proper relationship with him. It warns us to confuse legalism with true Christianity. We are warned against confusing knowledge about God with the righteousness of God. The message warns us to cling to our first love and to truly understand our love for Jesus Christ must entail. Brother, we know sometimes different people bring in, even members of God's church bring in different doctrines, at least they think they're doctrines, or different ideas of, let's say the calendar or teachings, the things that hang from your side. They get a big thing over it. We're not to be falling for those things. We need to keep back with it, with the word of God, what's in there, what it says. We must truly understand what Jesus Christ is doing in our lives. So, brethren, let's think about these things as times get shorter. Let's look at and reboot our first love.